Greetings from upstate New York. Welcome to the Pastor Duke Podcast. I'm so glad you chose to tune me in today. I hope what I've got to share with you will be a blessing. I call today's thoughts, it is all coming into focus now. What an interesting world we woke up to this morning. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul to his preacher boy Timothy, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I don't like all of that. I'm going to have some dark news, but I'm going to close out with some really, really good news. I just spent a couple hours listening in on the leaders of the World Economic Forum as they so eloquently lay out their five priorities for the Great Reset. I'm going to say those words again, the Great Reset. If you haven't heard about it before, it's going to soon be in your face, as in the global financial reset. The word that screamed at you ever since March 2020 is COVID. I see two new words coming for 2021. Number one, mandatory. Word number two, reset. And I'll be thrilled if I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong on these issues. Remember back last March as we huddled in our homes, it was sort of a willful martial law. We were learning new words and phrases in the wake of the COVID-19 virus as it bullied its way into the world scene. We learned social distancing, bending the curve. With good hearts, we stayed home to save lives. We learned of masks and gloves, ventilators, shields, and gowns. We sat daily, hanging on every word out of the mouth of Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx. We were compliant. We were resourceful. We were hopeful. Never before in world history had there been a quarantine of the well. Never before had there been a world lockdown. Never before had there been a complete politicalization of a pandemic. Former Chicago mayor and Obama chief of staff Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. While trying to learn all I could about the virus and what's best to do for my family and as a church leader, I still remember the sick feeling I got when my thoughts went from a natural pandemic to perhaps a sinister plandemic. Is that even possible? Being a passionate student of biblical prophecy and eschatology, my suspicions continue to grow. For I know I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The COVID origin story continued to change from bats eaten from a Wuhan live market to finding out about the infectious disease and chemical warfare lab only blocks away from the Wuhan market. Dr. Fauci did not choose to tell us of his personal involvement of transferring a research lab in America to Wuhan. It took over a month to find he has directed many millions of dollars in funding that very lab from which it came. Why didn't he tell us of that? Why did those who revealed the facts get shut down by every social media network? Why did mainstream media stay silent on so many key issues? All the while, it was 24/7 bombardment on everything Trump did in fighting the epidemic. Why did the Chinese scientists who sounded the first warning suddenly vanish, never to be seen again? Why did the Chinese doctor who risked her life to cry out about the origin of the virus being man-made? Why is she banned from mainstream media and all social media outlets? Why is there media blitz to smear and silence all doctors who went from their own on their own dime to Washington, D.C. to testify of their screaming successful cure rates with hydroxychloroquine? Never had we seen an all-out attack on a cure. It's almost as though some people want this epidemic to have terrible consequences. That's when the red lights of suspicion exploded in my head. We knew politics was stinking up everything as it most always does. It's kind of like they don't even want a cure. With the lockdown comes the financial crisis, not just here, but globally. Then the relentless heated debate on when and how to reopen the economy. Our 2-week lockdown became 2 months. 2 months now, they're saying, perhaps could even be 2 years. Another new term arises. The new normal. which is to say our old world is forever changed. We're seeing new waves of the virus, new waves of lockdown around the world. Biden is reopening his dark winter talking point. It's like, let's not let this crisis go to waste. So front stage, we have the election contention, second wave of COVID, lockdowns, backlash from the lockdowns. Meanwhile, more importantly, backstage. Let's focus on that for a moment. The World Economic Forum is planning our global future, wouldn't you know? The real controllers are not elected officials. They are the financial elitist. Control the money, control everything. These are the very people I believe George Washington warned us about when he said way back when, quote, "I greater fear international financiers than I do standing armies." In other words, follow the money. It's the global organizations which are incrementally gaining control of the nations. Started out long ago with the League of Nations, which turned into the United Nations. Of course, all for the good of the people. It was the World Health Organization facilitating the global spread of COVID-19 with their lies, their cover-ups, and complete 180s. As the facts surfaced, exposing their hypocrisies, we learned the background of the WHO president, whose close financial ties with China, the eugenics movement, the Gates Foundation, and Soros funding. It's always the same team. In my view, the pandemic was a plandemic using the COVID hysteria to force the world into financial ruins, so that the world economic reset was justified. Let me say that again. The COVID hysteria was used by the cabal to set the world up for the great financial reset. Something that is needed, something that people are now ready for. The globalists needed to remove the nationalist Donald Trump as soon as possible to have unhindered control. Billions of dollars were spent to defeat Trump and other nationalist candidates. They didn't seem to do so well. The First Amendment was skirted by the social media moguls. COVID was used to stop many Trump rallies and criticize him when they resumed. COVID allowed Biden to hide in his bunker and not face any questions, which mostly exposed his cognitive decline. It's been all-out political and media civil war, mainstream media completely in bed with a globalist cabal, in my view. So, in my view, the economic collapse is not the COVID result, it is the COVID plan. Now, with their ducks in a row, the World Economic Forum comes riding in on their white horse to bail out the nations. Who you owe owns you. Oh, these sweet, unelected elite bureaucrats are angels of light rising up to cleanse the world of Trumponian economic pollution. Finally, we'll get economic fairness delivered to the world. They pose as saviors, but in reality, they are controllers. They make evil look good, and they make good look evil. In their words, we are here to, number one, restrain COVID, number two, to recover from COVID, number three, to reset the world economic plan. That big word reset has huge prophetic implications. The great reset is soon to be unleashed, no matter who sits in the Oval Office. If it's Trump, they will blame him. If it's Biden, they will say he inherited it. But here are their five priorities that they give us to justify what they're doing. Number one, redefine our social contract with the next generation. Oh, this sounds so sweet. Sucking them in with promised educational debt forgiveness. It's not fair for their generation to inherit all the debt. I almost agree with that, but here it is. Number two, decarbonization of the planet, the Green New Deal, a green, renewable, energized planet, carbon taxes on industry. Do you think for 1 second China will take even one bite of this pie? There's a reason in Revelation records an army of 200 million marching from the east, from Beijing to the Middle East, to fight what will be the War of Armageddon, the final battle. They'll be coming against the Western dictator, whom we call the Antichrist. Number three, they say, the technology implication. They will control the masses through SpaceNet above, 5G below, and vaccines and chips within. People will be walking antennas and controlled from without. Get out of line and you are dead. Satan plays hardball. He's a murderer from the beginning. Number four, stronger global cooperation, which is a sweet name for ending the sovereignty of the nations. Globalism will be here. Satan always labels things as you would expect the angel of light to. You're in or you are out. Choice is now history. It's their way or the highway. Number five, interdependence, a false humility, mocking as arrogant any nationalistic views. American exceptionalism will now be hate speech. No nation can act in its own interest. You know what Carl said, from each according to his ability, to each according to their need. That Carl, of course, is none other than Karl Marx. The social justice movement, another fancy name for the exact opposite of what it really is, will unite with the Save the Planet from the People eugenics movement. The Green New Deal will be their religious mantra. So they eloquently give their reasons, but as demonic legislation always does, the devil is in the details. You got to vote for it before you find out what's in the bill. We've heard before, and it's going to be back in our face early in the year 2021. They are big on why we're going to do this, but they will be very shallow on how they're going to do it and what that will mean to you and I. But be assured, it will be a digital currency. Your money's value will be in their control and no longer the Fed, which is a fancy schmancy name for our private central bank. I always thought the Fed was federal agency. Oh no, it's a private bank founded in 1913 under Woodrow Wilson administration. Isn't it interesting that not once has the Fed ever been audited? I find that very interesting. We were told 2,000 years ago by John in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, the day would come when all purchases and sales will be done through the mark of the beast. The technology is here. The Great Reset will be using this exact technology biblicists have promised for years. Number two, no one really knows how the reset will affect the value of the U.S. dollar or the value of personal assets. It will be out of our control, and it will be in the globalist control, and we, the people, shall be no more. I believe this is exactly what Obama meant when he said some 10, 12 years ago now that we are soon to fundamentally change America forever. The progressive globalists see it all as good. They see economic fairness coming to the nations. They see death of national borders. They see borders as meaningless. They see a soon one world and central control of all resources, a one world government, central control of all resources, food, healthcare delivery, and commerce. Their utopia is now in sight. But Trump and his nationalist followers are the great nemesis to their party. For some reason, their colluding efforts with the Democrat-owned party, the mainstream media, the public education system, half the Republican Party, Big Pharma, Wall Street, Hollywood, and Silicon Valley has not yet been able to destroy Trump or his supporters. But now, with COVID and its global implications, with the election debacle, with a second wave of COVID, now we have the vaccine. I promise you, and hope I'm wrong, mandatory will be in the forefront of the ongoing saga we now call COVID. Nothing will be said by the mainstream media of the ingredients of the vaccines. they will, as always, hide what would alarm an educated populace. They will not mention the RNA genetic factor, never having been in any vaccines before, literally changing the human genome. They will mention nothing of transhumanism or human 2.0. They openly talk about those things backstage and backstage only. They won't mention the heavy metals or fetal tissue used from aborted babies. All who do report the facts on those issues will be censored and labeled right-wing conspiracy theorists, as always. They will do everything to keep our faith out of their secular global party. If you've studied the prophetic biblical model, none of this surprises us, except perhaps how suddenly it all comes upon us. But isn't that exactly what Jesus said it would be like in the last days? As a woman in travail, her contractions come suddenly. They come fast. They come harder and faster. It is all coming into focus now. We know Jesus will come to deliver his bride from this present evil world, but we do not know how bad it may get before he comes. No man knows the day or the hour, but Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things converge, look up, my coming is drawing near. We are living in dark days. Satan is tightening his grip on this world. Our Lord told us that for now, he is the prince and power of the air, so it should come to no surprise as the days grow darker. We were told evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I hope you're ready. Have you received Jesus into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus said you got to be like a little child or you'll miss it. See, the problem is all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Good news, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him. Oh, remember so sweetly that night I did that. The night was June 18th, 1972. I bowed my knees and I bowed my heart to the Lord Jesus. I put my faith and trust in him, that he was who he said he was, the virgin-born son of the living God. He went to a cross, he suffered, he bled, he died. He was innocent, but he took the wrath of God for me, for you, for the sins of the world. And that night I bowed my heart to him. I called on him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I did it. I hope you've done that too. Have you received the gift? Have you put your faith and trust in Christ? And if you have, you're in his family. He's with you. You face nothing alone. And of these days, I think Jesus would say to all of us who love him, fear not, I'm with you. I think he'd say, take a look around. Of all these things you've learned about through your study, what of these should surprise you? Did I not lay it all out in advance in the prophecies? And so here we are. Hope you're ready. Maybe soon. People say, the world is falling apart. I say, no, it's not falling apart. It's all coming together, just as Jesus, the apostles, and the prophets said. And I join with John as he closed out the Bible in Revelation 22, even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, thanks for listening to me again. Hope you'll do it often. Please like, share, subscribe, and comment before you depart. And I'd just like to thank you for making me a part of your spiritual journey. It's such a joy to be podcasting now. I can't travel out because of COVID, but I can sit here in my office and give you Duke's greatest hits. So God bless you. As always, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your hand on the plow. Jesus loves you. So do I. Bye-bye now.